Well, hey, good morning, North Platte here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. It's Kinrath joining you here on this Wednesday morning. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Hopefully it's off to a good start. I know with the beautiful weather, I'm enjoying it. I'm going to hope our North Platte Mayor Brandon Keller joining us here in the studio today, probably on the side of liking the weather as well. But hey, Mayor, good morning, and how are we doing?
Very well. Enjoying the nice weather outside. Looking forward to a nice, hopefully not terribly windy, sunny day.
I mean, the weather app said it wasn't going to be windy, but you can never trust those weather apps.
Well, it's Nebraska. There'll be a little bit of wind, probably.
That is true.
But that's okay. We like a breeze. Keeps it from getting too hot. 72 or 75, something like that. It's going to be a beautiful day to get outside and enjoy it.
I agree 100% there. North Platte Mayor Brandon Keller joining us here in studio today to kind of recap yesterday's city council meeting. So let's kind of dive right into it. And Mayor, it looks like the first thing we have up on the agenda, it's about the sending an application to the Pecos League about the new North Platte 80s coming to town.
That's right. Another exciting thing. We have a newer baseball league coming to town than we've had in the past. And it's the Pecos League. And they'll be having the professional baseball clubs, DBA, or doing business as the North Platte 80s. And they'll be playing out of Billwood Field starting in May. Forget what day it is off the top of my head, but it's in May. The council, as part of the consent agenda, approved their liquor license out there so that folks can have beer and wine, that sort of thing, when they're watching the baseball games. We've done some improvements and are still doing some improvements to the field. There's some new nets put up. We're hoping to expand those nets a little bit here in the coming months. And then, of course, we'll be putting a shade structure up kind of behind a part of the bleachers to make the shady environment a little more pleasant when some of the really hot games, you know, it gets out to be in later June, July, it can get pretty warm out there just sitting there in the sun. So we're going to try and provide some shade for the fans.
100%. I mean, I like what you said, get the shade out there. But the improvements are coming. When we were out there for the baseball game, North Platte High's first baseball game, it actually took me a second to realize the backstop was cement now. And then they put a new netting up. And I was like, oh, that's brand new. I didn't even notice. And, the press box is getting their new window. So it's good to see the improvements are coming.
Yep. It's a lot of good improvements. We hope to continue to improve the Billwood Field over the coming years. And we've got a lot of people who are excited about baseball. And of course, I always enjoy anything that's baseball and apple pie, and mostly the apple pie. But I enjoy everything that has to do with that American tradition.
Can't go wrong with that. Hey, continue on our conversation. This was a big event last year, and it's coming back. Music on the Bricks on May 17th and 18th here in North Platte.
That's right. This morning I was trying to think of how many years the city's been doing Music on the Bricks, and I don't know, but it's been several. It's become a growing thing. The bands get a little better every year, and it seems like more people come and have a great time. We had Kids on the Bricks this last weekend there. Folks, there were lots of kids running around. The downtown has done just a fantastic job of keeping that there, all those efforts and all those programs and all those celebrations. North Platte and the Downtown Association have gotten to be very good at that. Councilman Lucas sort of pointed that out last night during the meeting. And it's exciting to see the people wanting to use the Canteen District for all the things that are capable, that it's capable of. And so Music on the Bricks is a great tradition. It's May 17th and May 18th this year, and we look forward to it.
Should be a fun time. Hey, this has been a big one. It is the approved bids for the tennis pickleball courts at Cody Park. And I know this was a big one here. So kind of give us the rundown of what happened with that yesterday.
That's right. This is an example of a project that needed to be done for a long time, at least the tennis court portion of it. And it's also just a tremendous example and probably one of our best examples of a sort of public-private partnerships. About a year and a half ago, I challenged the tennis and pickleball groups, I guess is the way to say it, to raise about $500,000 to contribute to this project. And they're not quite there, but they're very close. And so we want to get the project underway. We believe they'll have the rest of the money here within the next couple months. And we'll be building 8 brand new tennis courts and 10 pickleball courts in Cody Park, roughly in the area where the tennis courts are today.
You know, pickleball is one of those sports where it's just a fast-growing sport. In Kearney, back home, I used to live by a couple pickleball courts, and my friends and I, we would always go play in these nice days. And, you know, it's a fun sport, fun game, but you definitely get tired real fast.
Yes, it is a lot of fun, and it's kind of addictive. Once you start doing it, it's hard to stop. My wife and I were playing quite a bit a couple summers ago, and then last summer we were so busy. We just, every time we went, the courts were full, and we didn't have time to wait around, so we didn't get a chance to play last summer. But we're hoping to again this year, and this is going to be a great project for our community. Beverage is going to receive the low bid to tear out the existing tennis courts, fencing, etc., and LER or Inc. or DBA Renner Sports, who is an expert in building courts, tennis courts, pickleball courts. They will be putting in the high tension concrete that will make those courts last for a really long time. Renner plans to start in mid or towards the end of July. And so we believe these courts will be fully operational in October this year, barring any unusual weather circumstances that might occur.
Well, if it's going to get open, hopefully in October, that's going to be good pickleball weather to wrap up the season as they get ready to start. They can wrap up their season on the new courts and have to wait all winter long to get it going. But hey, it's exciting stuff coming to North Platte.
Yes. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, a few people that really were the spearheads of this, and I'm not going to say too many names because I'll miss somebody, but the group that supports tennis and the group that supports pickleball, all those folks worked really hard to make these things happen and raise that money, and then the city has come in to help plan and engineer and provide the rest of the funding. So it's just a fantastic example of a public-private partnership, and I'm very excited about standing out there in October and hitting some of the first pickleballs.
Should be a fun time. North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us here in studio today. Just to recap yesterday's city council. And, you know, we were just talking about this before we got on air. Nebraska Land Days will be here very quick, but the Nebraska Land Days parade on June 15th, that's going to be here in the snap of a finger.
That's right. Think about it. It's 2 months from yesterday. So we'll have the Nebraska Land Days parade on Saturday, June 15th. And of course, Nebraska Land Days starts a few days before that and ends the following weekend with the concerts, all those great traditions and the new ones that have come to be. Did you play on a cowboy kickball team last year?
I did not.
Okay. You need to make sure you get on a cowboy kickball team because the people that do that, they just have a ball out there and it's just kind of, simple fun. It's not horribly competitive, although some people, of course, make it competitive, but people just seem to have a riot doing it. So if you get a chance, get on a kickball team.
Definitely. We'll try. I know we talked about it last summer. Try to go. Just did not work out for me. I had too much stuff going on. But, you know, the one thing I did have fun was Nebraska Land Days Parade. I mean, never got to experience it. Everyone was telling me about it. And then when I walked through it, I was like, man, they were actually right. Like how packed it is and how crazy it is.
Oh, yeah. It's a tremendous, tremendous parade. And it's just fun to be part of the Nebraska Land Days. There's always something going on for those 2 weeks, lots of things to do for families and all sorts of folks. And of course, the Buffalo Bill Rodeo is a tremendous tradition that Nebraska Land Days supports and our community supports it as well. And good opportunity to recognize all the volunteers that make Nebraska Land Days, as well as the rodeo happen. All of those folks, for the most part, do that out of the goodness of their heart. They're not paid. All the Nebraska Land Days Board, they're all volunteers. The Rodeo Board, they're all volunteers. There's lots of volunteers across the community, many of the civic organizations. At one point, they calculated there was between 5,000 and 7,000 people that volunteer to help make Nebraska Land Days as a community, as an event, happen. That's very impressive for any community. That's just about a third of our population is involved in making that celebration happen. That's pretty exciting.
Exciting. It's fun times for sure. I can say that. Hey, continue our conversation. One thing is kind of the adopt the resolution, amending the user fees resolution for the fiscal year here in 2013-2014 for the planning department's had MicroTIF blight AMSA standard study application fee in the amount of $500. Kind of talk about that just a bit.
That's right. So you're aware of MicroTIF, which is a smaller version of tax increment financing, and there's a dollar limit and there's a size limit on projects that are MicroTIF. And generally, the idea behind the MicroTIF legislation originally, which was started by Senator Groney and furthered by Senator Jacobson, was to allow folks who don't have the resources to do large tax increment financing projects to do very small ones. So if you needed to, say you owned a couple rental houses or something like that, or a duplex, and you needed to improve them in order to make the housing better, MicroTIF is a way for you to use some tax increment financing on a somewhat smaller scale to possibly help pay for those improvements. And with the way inflation has unfolded, you know, this was a really, really timely thing that was put through the legislature a few years ago. But for tax increment financing to be used, it has to be in an area that's considered blight and substandard, which is usually large areas of a community, you know, several blocks. Or an example of a large area that's blight and substandard is the area that's out there near where the beef plant is going in. Obviously, a sewer lagoon would be considered blighted and substandard, so it makes perfect sense that it's out there. There are some other areas of our community that are blighted and substandard. For example, some of the housing areas on the west side of North Platte are considered blighted, and there are other areas too. But anyway, say you have a rental property that needs improvement that's not in a blighted area. What do you do? Well, you have to get it blighted, and the traditional process would be quite expensive. I mean, you're probably spending more money trying to get it blighted than you would if you just paid if you just paid for the improvements. So the city and the unicameral required, and the city developed a process that is a micro TIF blight and substandard study. So it's basically a long application, and the city works with folks who are considering using it to make sure that their property qualifies in all aspects. And the fee to do that then was established last night at $500. The reason it's kind of high is because it takes city staff really about an entire day to evaluate one of these from start to finish. So if you look at the cost of having one or one and a half city folks involved in this process for an entire day, it's about $500. So that's why this fee is set at $500.
Continue on our conversation here, talk about the approval of the supplement to the small cell master license agreement with Verizon.
That's right. So the city's had a long-term agreement with Verizon as well as other wireless carriers. And lately, Verizon has been putting in what they call small cell towers. And what they are is really just some equipment that attaches to an existing city pole. And if you look around town and watch some of the poles, you'll see some stuff hanging off of poles once in a while that looks kind of like a circular antenna. And that's what they're putting up. The city charges Verizon about, I think it's $700 to put it up, and then they pay $1,500 a year for the power. And they're small cell towers is what they are. I like the fact that Verizon is doing this because it's not the big sort of kind of ugly big cell towers like you see in some other areas of town. These things, you don't even notice them unless you're looking for them. So I hope we continue with cell towers that look like this.
It's always nice. You don't want to have the big ugly towers and you just kind of have them just blending in for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Lastly here, just talk about refer to the city of North Platte, Nebraska Blight and Substandard Study. Horizon Build is prepared by the Marvin Planning Commission. Kind of just talk about just a little bit.
Right. And this is a kind of a sort of a classic case study on how tax increment financing can make or break a development. And the builder in this category is from Grand Island, and he and some investors purchased a piece of property over off 18th Street, a good piece of property in a nice neighborhood, and they were planning to build some row housing. And I think it was between 40 and 50 units. I don't remember exactly, but somewhere around that number. And they had their plan. They were taking bids. They were getting ready to start, and they realized that the way their plan was designed, it did not work with the depth of the sanitary sewer in that area. So, as you know, anything that enters a sanitary sewer needs to run downhill in order to get back to the sewer plant. So they had to revise their plans, which included adding a bunch of fill dirt to raise the elevation of the houses so then the sewers would run appropriately into the sewer and into the main sewer and so on and so forth. But the expense in doing that was just slightly over $1 million, bringing all that dirt in and grading it and that sort of thing, which made the project monetarily not feasible. They couldn't make money on it. So they decide to apply for tax increment financing. And this is a good example of where tax increment financing should step in and make something happen when it's needed, is when the project becomes monetarily unfeasible. So that's what they requested. The city refers those first to the Planning Commission so that the Planning Commission can make a determination on is this area fit the character and is it appropriate, that sort of thing. And then if so, they'll send it back to the City Council, and the City Council will vote on it likely sometime in May.
Well, perfect there. Rounding up our conversation here with North Platte Mayor Brandon and Kelleher. Mayor, any final thoughts for the listeners?
I don't believe so. Lots of exciting things coming here in North Platte. We had a couple other things that we did during City Council. I recognized two new policemen, we swore them in. Nice gentlemen. They completed their law enforcement training just this year, and so they're joining the North Platte Police Force. We're always excited about that. We also recognized some Boy Scouts who are working on their public service merit badges from Troop 81 last night. I think they had five or six of them at the meeting, and then they were able to interview some of the council members after the meeting and myself. And we also recognized our transit folks by doing a proclamation for Transit Week. That's transit across North Platte, as well as all across Nebraska, is a very big deal. It's a government-supported operation because private transit probably doesn't work very well on a large scale in most of the communities in Nebraska. The bigger cities, such as Lincoln and Omaha, probably could support it, but our communities don't. So we have to have some federal and state money in order to keep the transit service. And there's a lot of folks that use our transit service every day, and we have some very dedicated drivers. And so we read a plaque read a proclamation and had their names put on a plaque and presented that to them last night. And nearly all the drivers were able to make it to the meeting. So thank you guys for coming. We really appreciate you being there.
Well, Mayor, thanks for taking the time for joining us today. Enjoy the beautiful weather and have a great rest of your day.
Well, you too.
Thank you. Hey, folks, we got more coming up in just a couple minutes.